Welcome to Share Talk, the only podcast where investors come first.
Hi, this is Zach Mir with the Bulletin Board Heroes here on Share Talk for Monday, the 1st of June. Starting off with Bahamas Petroleum, where you see that made good progress above the 200-day moving average, 2.23, and also, probably most importantly, the March resistance at 2.8 pence. While we're above that, looking for at least a retest of the 5.5 pence zone, which is February resistance. But the big prize here for the bulls, if this stock is as strong as it looks, which it does look very strong indeed with this wide U-shaped reversal, we could be up to 12 pence over the next month or two, which is a January resistance line projection. Let's see how that pans out. Equally good looking chart comes in the form of Greatland Gold. Here we've had the great breakout weekly close above that 9.79 pence April peak. And while we're above that, looking for a top of February rising trend channel target as high as 16 pence over the next few weeks, possibly as soon as the end of the month. Stock which I covered a while back, maybe a couple of weeks back, I think, tentatively was In Spirit Energy, just on the basis that a break of 0.04 could take the shares up to the top of a rising trend channel from December up to 0.1 pence. That looked rather ambitious, but the way things have panned out since then, with this strong candle higher today and support above the 20-day moving average at 0.03 pence, probably more confident now than before that the shares have legs to head higher. If you're cautious, maybe you wait for a break of 0.05 again, which was last week's peak, but looks as though, at least while we're above 0.04 on an end-of-day close basis, 0.1 pence is the target. Equally difficult situation comes in the form of Iconic Labs, rather, and here we've had the break of this triangle today, this triangle from beginning of April. Probably just want to see an end-of-day close above the 50-day moving average at 0.033, but probably on our way, while we're above 0.03, up to a top of 2020 price channel target as high as 0.075 for those who are into these micro-cap, micro-penny type situations. More obvious, perhaps, is the current technical setup for international personal finance. A nice little bull flag here above the 20-day moving average at 40 pence, and just need an end-of-day close above last week's resistance of 47 pence to give us a retest, a likely retest of May resistance at 52 pence, or at least mid-May resistance at 52 pence, tying in with the 50-day moving average. Big picture target, perhaps 70 to 80 pence, but early days yet. Stock which you looked at the chart today and was surprised at how bullish it is, Metal Tiger. This broke its, I suppose, the two levels there, that mid-May resistance of 1.88 pence and also that 1.8 pence February high. But either way, above 2 pence, which is basically recent support intraday, looking for a top of January trend channel target as high as 3.5 pence over the next 4 to 6 weeks. Occhio is interesting in the sense that just spotted potentially that what the technical situation is here. Basically, it looks as though we're just bouncing off the floor of a rising trend channel from last August at 1.5 pence. And while we remain above that, the initial target here, 3.5 pence, big picture target as high as 8 pence at the top of that 2019 price channel. If you're cautious on the stock, maybe wait for an end-of-day close back above the 50-day moving average at 2.25 pence. Decent talk about Petrel Resources today and over the weekend. Breaking out of this triangle and above the 50-day moving average at 4.87 pence. While we're above that area, looking for a target here up towards the top of a rising February trend channel at 12 to 13 pence over the next month or 6 weeks for that particular situation. Primoris is next, and here we're looking at rather slower progress for the bulls, but looks like a nice bounce accompanying an imminent 50-day, 200-day moving average golden cross. That could take us to the top of a rising trend channel from November of 2018, as high as 5.25 pence, and that's valid while we hold above the 3 pence zone, which is basically today's intraday low. It's been a long haul in terms of trying to get two shields off the ground in terms of breaking that 0.1 to 0.15 resistance area. Having another go at the moment, probably want to see end of day or end of week close above the 200-day moving average at 0.11, but if we can get that, then we're looking for a top of April price channel target as high as 0.16, and who knows, maybe this time, given the way that we've had decent support at and just below the 50-day line at 0.09 pence, we'll see the stock actually kick higher in a meaningful way, perhaps heading towards that resistance line there from March up to 0.23 pence. Final stock of the day is Zoetic, and here we have the way, well, we're looking at the way that the shares have broken out, not only of their March triangle at 6 pence, but also broken above the 200-day moving average at 6.5 pence. Above 6 pence, looking for a target here as high as the top of a February price channel target, February price channel rather, at 13 pence. That could be hit over the next 1 month to 6 weeks. That's it for me today. More updates tomorrow.
Thank you for listening. Remember to visit our website for more news and other podcasts at www.share-talk.com.